Jimmy and Nate White,
cause I wanna see more of Paul.
Jimmy and Nate White,
it's gonna and we like warm gloves.
Jimmy and Nate White,
we wanna hear Hobart say, we're live in your driveway.
It's Hit 100.9's Jimmy and Nate, live in your drive.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Starter up. Welcome to Jimmy and Ace live in your drive every Thursday, Jim. We take the show on the road into the different towns and suburbs of Hobart. It's all to shine a spotlight on what they're doing, you know, the different local areas. And this morning we are at 7 Humphrey Street in Glenorchy. We've been invited by the lovely Carly and her family. And I tell you what, the sun is going to rise on Glenorchy beautifully this morning.
Yeah, no, you're right, Nathan. It hasn't risen yet.
No, we're in the dark this morning. Thanks to our good friends over at Daylight Savings.
Yeah, look, the biggest difference between this week and last week is last week it was beautiful and sunny already. It was warm. Obviously, Daylight Savings happened between this and last week.
Which confuses us, as we try to explain.
I'm conflicted because I do enjoy that extra hour, you know, at night now, so we can do more activities. But I'd really love that sunlight right now. It's like bringing a sandwich to work for lunch and then getting hungry, like, just after breakfast. And you know what? I'm going to eat my sandwich now to be happy. And then later you're like...
And then it's lunchtime and you're like, oh, man, I've already eaten my sandwich. I hate that. We want two lunches. Is what we're asking
for. Yeah, look, and you know what? We're not that far off because we know how it works. Eventually, it's going to be light again at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I know, but especially you as an only child, we don't want to wait. You know what I mean?
No,
we don't want to wait.
Don't throw me into it. I'm the same, and
I'm not an only child. Yeah.
You're worse than me. Me and Shawnee B were back at HQ the other day, and me and Shawnee B are an only children. You were the one that was acting like an only child. You're like, I want it now.
Honestly, I'm going to chuck a tantrum, honestly, if someone doesn't bring spotlights or we don't get some sort of sun here.
What were you
whinging about something. What was I whinging about? Oh, I need to go to the toilet.
Is that what you were whinging about?
It was something I was whinging about. Producer Grace is here. You heard me.
Whinge about a lot of things. It's hard to keep track.
But I'm embarrassed. I don't want to ask Carly because I've only kind of just met Carly. I don't want to go, hey, Carly, thanks for having us in your driveway. By the way, where's the bathroom? Had my coffee early this morning.
Someone needs to change an ace.
There you go. She's pointing to where the bathroom is. Yeah, Carly, maybe I'll take the microphone in there a little bit later. Jim, someone who was included in my primary school dance troupe by default, of course, because we didn't have enough people, it's my pleasure to now introduce our next guest. She is the director of a locally Tasmanian performing arts school offering classes from as young as 2 to pre-professional stars on the stage and screen. Please welcome from Cosmic Dance, we've got Kira Cronk. Kira, first things first, thank you so much for coming in. Now, the first question I had for you is because I was talking to our producer, Grace, yesterday, and she's a bit of a dance expert, or the bigger dance expert out of the Jimmy Nath group, and she said the head of a dance troupe is called the principal. So are you the principal or are you the director?
The principal.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. And here's me.
Yeah, some schools have different names for different things. I don't know.
Right, okay. Now, Kira, using your dancing expertise, looking at myself and Jimmy, who do you think would be the better dancer?
Oh, that's really hard to say.
I'd go Nath just because he'd want to do it. I'm more of the like lean, you know,
more
in a club.
Yeah,
I'm more of a leaner. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just lean on something, tap the foot. Yeah,
but the thing is, just because I want to dance doesn't mean that I can dance.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm actually more of a hazard.
I can dance.
Yeah. So I guess tell us a little bit about Cosmic Dance. What do you guys specialize in? I believe it's not just dancing, or you guys do a range of things. Is that true, or is it just dancing?
It's solely dance, but we also do singing lessons.
Oh wow!
Sort of like acting classes as well.
Okay.
We started off when we opened the school with more theatre performance classes as well because. I guess myself and my sister Grace, we used to do performances from a young age, so we love performing on stage and we'd love to give that to all the young children as well.
Now, we were talking off air and you started this 2 years ago?
Yeah, just under 2 years.
Right.
It's created on probably about the 1st of January in 2018, and I was like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah. And what led you to creating it? Why did you want to do it?
Well, I've been dancing since I was 2, so dance has been my life.
Long time.
Long time.
I know. Come on, only like probably, you know, 10 years.
Exactly.
You're 12, aren't you?
Yeah, Kira's 12.
Yeah. 24. So I've got 3 younger siblings as well, and they all dance. So we've been a big dance family for many, many years. And I guess I was teaching at a dance school before this one.
Okay.
And by the end of the year, I thought, you know what? It's time to just branch out on my own. And
wow.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing to do? Like dance, sing, act?
Dancing.
Dancing.
Funny, it's called Cosmic Dance.
Yeah.
So that
hey, she does. Hey, she does everything. She does everything.
So how many? I believe you guys are quite big now. I mean, on your website, you said you've got 90 dancers, but I believe it's even more than that now.
Yeah, we're slowly growing and hitting into term four. It's crazy. This time of the year is the best time to get more kids.
Okay. And how many coaches, trainers, principals have you got?
At this stage, only three.
Only three. Wow. Okay. So is that quite demanding on the trainers? I guess.
Oh, it is demanding, but
trainers.
I guess like all us teachers and like we just take on as many as we can.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Have you got a go-to? What's your fave dance? Because I know there's hip hop, jazz, tap, ballet. Look at me, hey, dance.
This segment's became how much Nathan knows about dance.
Oh, look at this.
Have you got?
Have Nick, you're here just for you.
Have you got? Have you got a favorite, or what's the most popular one?
Well,
I guess
my favorite, I guess the most popular is jazz.
Okay.
And hip hop's probably the second most popular, but my favorite is jazz and tap.
Okay, so like a little combo.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And how can people get involved if they want to come to Cosmic Dance?
And they can enroll online on the website on Facebook. Or they can just give me a call.
Right, okay, there you go. Producer Grace wants to get into dancing gym as well.
I'd love to, actually. I've been looking for somewhere to dance down here.
Come join our adult classes.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. She could be an instructor. Jim, you want to say anything? You've been a bit quiet today.
I have nothing to add.
Great. It is Nathan Grace on 100.9 talking to Cosmic Dance. Kira, thank you so much for coming down. Of course, if you do want to go and see them, Cosmic Dance in Moona. I believe, yeah. Go and see the best dance troupe in Tasmania, I've heard.
Get the round of applause ready for the PA to the CEO, better known as the COO.
There's a lot of letters going on here.
Please welcome Phil from More Letters, YMCA. No, thanks for being here, Phil. Obviously, you're based here at the YMCA in Glenorchy, but you've got there's a few YMCAs around the place.
There are. We've got Rosny Golf Course over on the other side, Clarence Pool.
Nathan, I know Rosny Golf Course quite well.
The Royal Rosny.
Yeah, the Royal Ros.
Yeah.
The Wellness Centre, Barossa Park Wellness Centre, just up the road. Locally, though, we've got our head office over at the Glenorchy Centre in Constance Ave. And importantly, Glenorchy Pool, which opens next week.
Fresh.
Exciting. Yeah. Beautiful.
It's always a good sign that summer's coming when the pool opens.
Yeah, definitely.
Always like to test drive the water, make sure it's all
good. Are you the first one in, Phil?
Well, I like to be one of the first, but unfortunately there's a bit of a queue. So,
it's always surely good. You're the boss, man. Just push him out of the way. Jump
CEO
in.
First and then COO. That's how it goes.
I can't argue with the boss.
Phil, I can imagine with school holidays, you guys have been pretty busy, I believe.
Look, we've had a lot of things going on, especially over at the pools with inflatables and so on, and at our Glenorchy Centre. Importantly, though, it's not all over. Tomorrow at the Glenorchy Centre, we've got the Y Games, which is a Mental Health Week event. Thank you to the Mental Health Council. That involves multiple sports from pickleball, which is a whole other subject, through to
huge in the US pickleball.
Oh, pickleball! Okay, it's right. Huge, we'll chat off air about that one.
It's a free event, but it does require registration. So okay. I'd encourage people to get onto our Facebook page to have a look, see if there's spots available. But,
sure.
YMCA Glenorchy Facebook page.
YMCA Glenorchy. Yeah. So exciting day tomorrow.
Phil, what about some of the, I mean, yeah, we encourage people, go to the Facebook page, check that out and register and get involved, but yep. I guess we were just chatting off air about the range of things that you guys do.
Oh, look, nationally, it's massive. In Hobart, we do a lot of different things as well, everything from skate park competitions to mountain biking to youth parliament, and recently opened a toddler play cafe down at the Glenorchy Centre, which is like a special place where parents with young kids, little toddlers, can go along, have a play while they can kick back and have a coffee.
So. Phil, who comes up with all these ideas? Is there just a room of YMCA geniuses that go, why don't we do a toddler cafe? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, good question. I guess we've got a very good crew. So I've got a smart boss, which helps, and that's a personal plug there for our boss. Thanks, boss.
So what about, do you get to get involved with any of this stuff? Are you too busy planning it?
My role is a lot, unfortunately, behind a computer, but I do spend a lot of time as much as I can out in the field, especially on pool deck. I do like to get around and talk to the swim teachers and some coaches and so on and so forth. So
Yeah. And how important is, I guess, the YMCA in terms of, like, the community and for people being having something to do and then get involved and meet other people?
Yeah, well, I mean, we are a community not-for-profit, so that basically means that, you know, we fund our events with our ability to raise money off events that we run.
Yep.
So each year in Hobart, we have about 350 to 400,000 people through our doors.
Wow, okay.
That's huge.
But we work very closely with our contract partners. So Glenorchy Council, big plug to those guys.
Yep.
Clarence Council, work with them. OneCare, aged care provider, we work closely with them. So sure. Working with contract partners as well as state and federal government.
And Phil, finally, before we do let you go, how important, speaking of things that are important to you guys, yep. How important it is that every member of the YMCA team knows every word to the YMCA song by the Village yeah. People?
Well,
serious question.
I'd like to put it on people's position description, but unfortunately, I'd have to put it on mine as well.
That was the one rule you said. You're like, boys, I'm happy to come down today, yeah. But do not get me to sing YMCA.
But you may not know, but there's been a new version of it put out by Boy George.
Oh, really? Right. Okay.
And I'd encourage you to go into, what's that thing, YouTube.
YouTube.
check out Boy George's version of YMCA song. So,
well, yeah. There you go. We might put it into the show, you know what I mean? Straight after 8 a.m. album. Yeah. You know?
It's a little bit funky. It's a little bit cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Phil from Glenorchy YMCA, mate, thank you so much for joining us. All the best for the rest of the school holidays, buddy. Cheers. Jim, this is very exciting. You might know her from Gogglebox or I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but she is now looking for love as The Bachelorette. It premiered last night on Wynn. Please welcome the stunning, the beautiful, the talented Angie Kent.
Drop it. So nice. What an intro.
Normally a bit longer, Angie, but we're out and about today, so it's very hard to keep paper down when it's so windy.
It was, yeah. Oh, so you didn't come up with that yourself. You're like, beautiful. Yeah,
did that off the top of his head. He actually had 3 pages, but they've blown away.
Yeah, I've written you an acrostic poem, but we might do that off air, Angie.
Yeah, next time.
So, Angie, I guess first things first, the premiere last night, did you watch it? Because the thing, Bachelorette is filmed, it's done. Did you watch the mm-hmm. first episode?
I did. I was fresh from the project, so I sprinted back to my hotel and I was like, yes, only missed the first little bit and watched the rest. And I was like, holy moly, that happens. Because you just forget, hey.
But you do. Angie, obviously a lot of people know you from Gogglebox. Obviously you have, you know, everyone knows you watching that. How did it feel last night to watch yourself on this?
Inception. It's not. I'm glad I was by myself. That sounds sad, but I'm quite glad I was by myself for the first one.
Oh, so she doesn't pick anyone? Oh. She's by herself?
No, breaking news. This isn't another one on my first episode.
It's not another Nick Cummins situation. It's not another Honey Badger.
No. Everybody jumps to that conclusion. No, because I'm obviously on my, you know, promoting the show and wanting to talk about it. I'm with my publicist. I'm not with my man.
So,
but yeah, it's funny to watch back and be like, whoa, that's me.
So, Angie, if I can, are you in love?
I'm very, very happy.
Oh. She's done this before. It's like she's been on 2 other TV shows.
The publicist is there with cue cards. Angie, I guess I do have a question for you. I mean, on the first episode, we are introduced to all the different contestants coming in. It must be pretty confronting for you seeing all these blokes walk in, but do you know straight away which ones you're going to have a connection with as soon as they get out of the car?
It's one of those things, like with anybody, you do get an instant connection with some people and then other people, the connection just happens to grow. But yeah, I felt like with a bunch of them, I had really, really strong connections. It's just the flow of a convo, the way they look into your eyes. Yeah, I got quite a lot, to be fair.
Now, is there also a few that you, as soon as they get out of the car, you're just like, oh, bro, get back in and drive away? Is there any of those ones?
Surprisingly not. I don't know if it was because, like, love was in the air and I was just buzzing. I absolutely adored. I could find something I adored in all of them. Okay. You know, some were a little bit like, whoa, you just did that. But I still found
Angie, I've got to say, Carlin, very good-looking bloke. I wasn't blown away by his musical performance. And
you weren't
I
that
think
into
you,
it.
Well, you said, you're like, oh, I'm not usually into this, but I really liked it. Was it because he's a stunningly handsome gentleman? Like, if it's some ugly bloke sitting there singing guitar, well, you'd be like, nah, I'm off this. But you're like, I'm not even listening to what you're saying. You're just so good looking.
I feel like it was more of just like the moment and the, I don't know. He has a very like strong presence. So I think it's that as well, like the calming effect. Some of them are calming. Some of them made me really excited. So I think it was that. I don't know. I mean, anything would have impressed me that night. Look at me. I was like just smiling from ear to ear. Wasn't that guitars?
Osher got out of the car and you tried to give him a rose. Yeah.
I was like, Osher, I love you.
Interesting. I love everyone. This is all good.
Angie, we need to talk about your brother. Brad was obviously, that was the big twist in last night's episode. Your brother was in the house to do a bit of spy work from you just to see that the boys all had the right intentions. Now, here's the thing. Your brother is a good looking rooster. Is he single?
I've heard this quite a lot, actually.
Everybody's like,
how's your brother? I'm like, everybody, yeah. I'm sorry to tell you, he's in a very fabulous relationship for about 2 years now, and she's the bee's knees, so back off, ladies.
Right, okay, so gents. maybe not the bachelor then.
I've heard rumours that they'd love that, but, you know, he's in a very happy relationship, but... You know, you never know, do you, these days?
Now, Angie, before we do let you go, there was one thing that I did want to bring up. Obviously, there was a bit of controversy around Jess yesterday, the Lord Farquaad-looking bloke who brought out the cape and the throne. No one knew if you were going to give him a rose or not. Now, when you did offer him the rose, there was that pause. He decided to pause and not answer you straight away on whether he would accept the rose. How long was that pause? Because, I mean, we saw it edited. But how long in real life was that actual pause?
In real time, the pause was quite long. Obviously, there's a lot of other stuff that goes on that they can't show.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I said something. I was like, wait a pause. I was like, are you serious?
Now, afterwards...
But yeah, it was a long pause.
Well, he seemed to think that pause was quite sexy. So what I thought before we do let you go right now is Jimmy and I could have a go at just pausing, talking to you.
An
and
awkward,
you could tell us,
sexy pause? Okay.
Yeah, and you just let us know if you think that's kind of sexy or not. Okay, Angie?
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
All right. I'll do mine first. This is Nath. Angie, can you say, offer me the rose?
So who's going first?
Nath.
All right. Nate, will you accept this rose?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Oh, my God. I was almost getting uncomfortable.
All right, Angie, this is the final one. So
no, you better give me music as well. Can't do that to you. And then,
we'll go off air.
Right, it's Jimmy here, Angie. I'd love to get a rose from you if you'd love to give me one.
Okay, offer Jimmy the rose, Angie.
Jimmy.
Yes, yeah. Will you? God damn it.
Oh, my God, I didn't even offer you one yet. I was going to say, you don't get one.
Too keen? Too much? Too much? I'm sorry.
Way too much. I would have loved it, though. I would have been like, get away.
Angie, you're a doll. We love watching you on the screen. You can, of course, watch The Bachelorette. It's on tonight, 7:30 on Win. Angie, we appreciate your time. We'll chat again very soon, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, Angie.
Bye, guys. It's your birthday, so you're about to get
a birthday shout-out. Birthday. Yeah, Jim, it's time for some hit birthday shout-outs. You want to get one, hit.com.au. Let us know when it's your birthday, someone else's birthday, and if you've missed it, you can get it on our catch-up.
Just one today, Nath. It is Scott McConnon. McConnon? McConnon. We'll go with Scott McConnon.
Scott McConnon.
The message is, you're old now.
Oh, that's it.
And that's from Kelly, Mitchell, Charlotte and Harry.
Oh, happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday, Scotty.
Good on you, Scott. He's old now. I wonder what age he's ticked over
to. Yeah, what age is old?
Oh, well, you're almost 30, so, yeah.
When I was a kid, I would have thought that's old, but now that I'm about to turn 30, I'm like, I'm so young. 30's a new 20. Nathan, if you can, get the round applause ready for a man from the Royal Hobart Show, also named Scott, not Scott McConnon.
Yeah, and much younger than Scott McConnon, this Scott.
And Scott Gadd is his name. He's glad to be here. The Royal Hobart Show is hosted by the Royal Agricultural Society of Tasmania. Was first held, get this, in 1822.
Wow. Scott wasn't around then. Scott was not around then.
Please welcome to the show, Scott Gadd.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Scott. Mate, how old do you think is old?
Oh, I reckon anything over about 55.
55.
Yeah. All right. Okay. You still got about 20 years then, Scott.
Thanks,
don't
mate.
You?
Yeah.
Scotty, obviously very close to the show. How are things going? What's going to happen this year? Tell us everything we need to know.
Things are going really well. It's a bit hectic, as always, as you get into the run-up to the show.
Yeah.
But we've got some great entertainment this year. We've got the Human Cannonball.
Human Cannonball.
Okay. What does that involve?
Firing someone out of a cannon.
It literally does. Okay. Yeah.
Is that someone who's fired from the Royal Agricultural Society? You're like, we don't work here anymore, mate. On your way.
There is a bit of a list.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I thought that would make a good competition. Name someone you'd like to fire out of the Human Cannonball. We've got a few already. Yeah. We've got the Wheel of Steel, which is a big 11-metre long pendulum that does 360 degrees, and this wow. Daredevil guy runs around the outside of it.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
We've got a whole bunch of activities, a lot of free stuff. The Bullocks will be back. The Kelpies will be back.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a few interesting things this year, including hairless mice.
Hairless mice.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Where do you source this stuff from, Scott? Do you just sit around Google and type in weird stuff to bring to the show, or where do you get it?
I've got a team of weird volunteers that walk into my office and say, what do you think about this? And we just go, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, wow, okay.
Because how long have you been involved with the show for?
This will be my ninth show.
Ninth year.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
So nearly 10 years. A lot can change in 10 years. What's the biggest change between when you've started to now?
Look, it is a challenging environment we work in. It's a very competitive world. If you think about all the great events that happen throughout Hobart and greater Tasmania, the production values are very high and people's expectations have lifted. So we've got to work really hard to be, you know, entertaining and unique and deliver a value for money proposition year on, year out,
yeah.
as well as stick to our core business, which is promoting agriculture.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. How far in advance do you start planning for the show? Is it literally as soon as the show ends 1 year, you're already planning for the next year?
I'm actually already planning for 2021 being our 200th year.
Wow, okay.
Already.
That's what I said, 1822, that's like, it's steeped in tradition.
It is. Hobart's the oldest show in Australia. We think it could be the oldest show in the world.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
I did not know that. Originally, it used to be in town, didn't it, in Salamanca?
Yeah, it's the first show was on the lawns of Parliament House. And it's been in a few locations. It's been over at the racetrack. It's been out of Bridgewater. It's been on the Domain.
Mm.
It's been up at St. John's Park in Newtown. But it's been here at Glenorchy since 1904.
Wow. Okay. Is the wood chopping returning again this year?
Yeah, wood chop's always a big event for Hobart.
Yeah.
It starts on the Thursday and it'll be a three-day carnival.
It's certainly one of our favourite things to watch. Something about going to the show and watching the wood chopping.
It's just that
and the show bags and the ferrets. They're my three.
I love the wood chopping. I actually was at the Sydney Royal Easter Show last year, and when they did the wood chopping, they introduced what state you're from. And so there's like, you know, Queensland, a bunch of people cheer. Obviously, New South Wales, all these people cheer. Tassie, I was like, yeah! And I was the only one, obviously, in the crowd from Tasmania. And then I didn't even know the bloke was wood chopping. He looked at me strange. He's like, why is there
a Tasmanian here? What's going on here?
Yeah, look, Tasmanian wood choppers go to every other show. They're very popular. They make up the core of the axemen across the country.
Yeah, they're very good. So I guess, what is there anything else that you want to say or anything that people need to know to get down? Because I think some people I know that I chat to, they sort of do the show 1 year, one off. That's, I guess, a problem for numbers. You want that consistent turnout every year.
We need people to come along and support us because it is getting harder year on, year out. But look, if you're looking for a bargain, you can still get early bird tickets for the next week or so. You can get discount carnival dollars right up until we open the gates.
Oh,
so you can save a few bucks if you work in advance and just go and check out our website.
Awesome. Scott, mates, from the Hobart Show, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it, mate. Anything we can do to help you, let us know, okay? Jim, located on 327 Main Road, Glenorchy, is a place we all know too well. We broadcasted on ice from there last year, giving away a trip to Antarctica. It is, of course, Ice Skating Tasmania. And joining us on the show right now is one of their coaches, and she's also a figure skater. Please welcome Amy Palethorpe.
Morning, Amy.
Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, Ice Skating Tasmania, it's been there since 1980. I'm assuming you weren't around then.
No.
Amy founded it, invented it.
But Amy, what made you get into ice skating?
Well, my sister actually wanted to try out lessons.
Okay.
And then a year after that, I started because I liked the look of it.
So you're obviously still doing it. Is your sister still doing it?
Yeah, she is. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
She was like, yeah, I'd love to do this. And then you were better. And she was like, stop it. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, she doesn't do it as much as me anymore, but she still comes.
She's got a rock climbing now. Yeah, she works at Superworld.
She works at the Olsen Hospitals.
So, Amy, tell us, you're a coach and you also compete.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes,
so is coaching a full-time job for you or
it
is competing?
Can be.
Yeah,
I'm at uni as well.
Okay.
But I do coach about 4 days a week.
Wow. And I believe that, so you're a figure skater.
Yes.
Now, next week is the state, or tomorrow is the state championships, is it? Or?
In Victoria, I'm heading to the Victorian state championships over there.
And what does that involve?
So I'll do about a 3-minute program on the ice, and it's a combination of spins, jumps and steps and looking pretty, yeah.
Do you
looking pretty? Ah, that's why we can't do it.
Is facials part of it? Like, do you need to be you can't be tongue out, concentration face, or you've got to be?
I'd give people points for that. You know what I mean? Looks like they're trying.
Is that part of it? Like, is it just the actual skating and jumps and lands?
Yeah, so you do actually get points for presentation.
Oh,
yeah, yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a.
So how can you lose points? What would be poor presentation? Shirt untucked.
Yeah.
A flanno, backwards hat.
Hair not done well. Is that
sometimes, yeah. Like you pick your music, obviously. And
so don't tell me they'll give you minus points for bad taste in music.
No, they won't. But if you can't, you've got to interpret the music and kind of trade. It's like a big performance type thing.
What song have you chosen? Have you chosen a mainstream song or is it a...
Well, it's actually a rendition of Britney Spears' Toxic.
Oh, yeah. You win.
Banger.
You win.
Absolute banger.
So, Amy, let's talk about Ice Skating Tasmania. Yes. What, aside from obviously ice skating classes, what other things are on offer there? Why can people go down?
So they have general sessions every week and they also offer ice hockey on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
And you guys do parties as well, I believe?
Yeah, and birthday parties, yeah.
Right, okay. And what if people have no idea how to ice skate? Like, we're quite average.
Yeah.
Nate took his skates off last time and tried to slide along the ice.
I think I still have a mark on my tummy.
You went 30 centimetres. You went boom, and then went...
Yeah. So, yeah, people who can't skate, is there a beginner's...
Yeah, we have
little penguins.
Yeah.
Little penguins help you skate around.
Yeah, not actual penguins, guys. They're plastic ones that you hold on to.
No, you get real penguins. You put your hand in their head and they help you. No, they're little, what are they, plastic penguins?
Yeah, they're like little plastic penguins that you can hold on to, like skating aids to help you around.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I imagine you guys have been quite busy over the school holidays as well?
Yeah, everything. We open more days during the school holidays.
Wow, okay, cool. Now, Amy, before we do let you go, of course, Amy from Ice Skating Tasmania, I do need to ask the question. Blades of Glory or Mighty Ducks? Which one do you prefer?
Well, I'm a figure skater, so I had to go with Blades of Glory.
Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah, Will Ferrell. Yeah,
it's a banger.
Right now, Britney Spears, Toxic. No, we're not going to a song.
Good luck at the championships, by the way,
thank
Amy.
You so much.
Amy, thank you so much. Get down to Ice Skating Tasmania for the rest of the school holidays, guys. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. Now we're doing this.
Tell a friend about Jimmy and Nate. Tell a friend about Jimmy and Nate, yeah. When the road looks... rough ahead. Tell everyone.
Hey, are you listening to Jimmy and Nath on Hit 100.9?
You just remember what your brekkie boy said. Tell a friend about Jimmy and Nath. Yeah, tell a friend about Jimmy and Nath. Yeah.
Yes, hit.com.au is where you go to register. You and a friend, you could both win $100 by simply just answering your phone and saying you listen to us, Jimmy and Nath on Hit 100.9.
Very easy.
Nath, yesterday we called Angie, not the Bachelorette.
I tried to call her, but I think she's blocked my number.
Surely after that sexy pause, mate. Yes, we called Angie, local Hobart, and her friend TJ, hopefully, mate, fingers crossed, told her about us.
Hello.
Hi, is that Angie?
Yeah.
Hi, Angie, just calling to ask what radio show you listen to.
I wake up with.
that's incorrect, Angie. Oh,
Angie, that's real wrong. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Angie, here you go. It's Jimmy and Nath here from Hit 100.9.
Hit 100.9.
Yeah, now it's too late. It's too late, Angie.
You know what?
Hang on. It's early in the morning.
We've got TJ here. TJ, you there?
Yeah.
TJ, what was Angie supposed to say?
That's cruel.
TJ, had you told Angie about this?
Yeah, like a few days in a row.
Angie, what's going on?
That's cruel.
It's cruel.
Cruel.
I feel horrible. We made it pretty easy. We called you. TJ told you what to say. You said the...
I love how you combined another radio station with a TV show.
So, yeah. I wake up with not Jimmy and Nathan at 100.9.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had that one yet.
Yeah, no. I wake up with today. That's not what you said. That was a radio show. Yes, if you do want to get involved, hit.com.au, register you and a friend, and just answer your phone, guys, between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. and say you listen to Jimmy Nath on Hit 100.9.
It's very, very easy to do. Stop watching the Today Show, guys, as well. It's confusing people.
That's me gasping. GASP, the Glenorchy Art and Sculpture Park, Nathan, hugs the water's edge from Wilkinson's Point to Montrose Bay on the Elwick Bay foreshore. It's 10 minutes north of Hobart by car and 40 minutes by bike for those that love to get on their bike. Please welcome to the show now the artistic director, Francis Butler.
Good morning.
Good morning, Francis. Very exciting because I believe you've got something happening this weekend.
Yeah, we've got the Elwick Bay Open Day, so all of the sailing club, the rowing club, the dragon boats club, the outriggers club, they're all going to be down there from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So come on down and have a go, and I'll be down there in our marquee, and if anybody wants to come down and sort of have a chat with me about what we've got coming up and what they would like to see down there, I'd be really keen to have a chat with folk.
So and anyone can come down on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
for sure.
Don't need to register, just rock on up.
Just rock on up at the Montrose Bay foreshore car park, and we'll have marquees and hopefully a coffee van and some nice food down there.
Yeah, what kind of stuff is going to be happening down there if people do get down and get involved?
On Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, all of the boating clubs on the bay are going to have their stuff out so they can have a look and see what they do. I think even the radio control boats guys are going to be down there as well.
Oh, what?
Yeah, fun.
I thought you said about the radio. I was like, I didn't know we were going to do that. You're artistic director as well. What does that mean? What is that title? It sounds fancy.
I know. It does, doesn't it? I'm also the CEO, so actually...
Double fancy name.
I'm it. yeah, so I'm the fall guy. I'm the person in charge of making sure that there's art and creative activities that go on down there. So I kind of see myself, I guess, as the custodian of the place for the community. So what I want to do and what my job is to... make art and sculpture and activity down there that involves the community and actually reflects the community back at them and that has a real resonance locally, and it's a space that people can be really proud of and come use. It's already incredibly well used, mainly passively, but I want to put in some really interesting things that people will love and come down and make use of more. So I'm working really closely with council at the moment with the Montrose Bay foreshore playground redevelopment.
Yeah, yeah, the playground, that's huge.
It's huge. And I'm working with their project officer on that, and we've got some fantastic ideas coming up from that hopefully we'll be able to get out in the public fairly soon before the end of the year with any luck.
Yep.
I'm working on a project so that we can have an annual fire and light event next year.
That's cool. Become
annual, and what I want to do there is work with young locals, so about 20 young locals between 15 and 20, to learn how to create event, learn how to do projections. I want to put projections on the deck School. I don't know if people know Montrose Bay High did Dark Montrose this year, so we're kind of extending that further. And we want to train up locals in the area for how to do an event, how to make projections, make art that comes out in public. Have a voice.
How important is this for local Tasmanian artists as well, like to shine a spotlight on their work and kind of to encourage them to do more of this local work and encouraging people to be part of it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely important. Everything I do down there, I want to actually have local artists involved in. So even if I invite an international artist, for instance, and I am looking at one in particular who's an amazing kinetic artist, and if anyone wants to know what I'm talking about, go to our Facebook page and you will
check it
see.
Out.
Check it out. Gasp, Facebook page.
And what I want to do is have a local artist work with him as well. So everyone who comes in to work, if it's not a commission directly for a local artist, and there'll be plenty of those, then a local artist will get to work with someone who is being brought in.
Francis, is there hope for people like Jimmy and myself who do not have an artistic bone in our body? Like we're really good at stick figures.
Yeah, finger painting. I did that in kindergarten.
And I can do that that cool 3DS thing that some kids do when they draw. But that's the extension of my art. Is there hope for us, or are we just art appreciators
now? No, there's always hope for you.
Okay,
there you go.
We can be inspired, mate. Go down to the Sculpture Park. And
Francis, Artistic Director of the Glenorchy Art and Sculpture Park, thank you so much. All the best for this weekend as well.
Thank you very much.
Please welcome our next guest. Jim, we love celebrating local groups doing well in the Greater Hobart area. One of these groups is none other than the mighty Glenorchy Scouts. Established in 1943, they've been providing activities for the youth of Glenorchy and the support of the community and its surrounds for 69 years. The Scout group has over the years seen many a colourful character pass through the doors who are now awesome, functioning, outstanding members of our community. Please welcome group leader of the Glenorchy Scouts, Marion Blythe. Marion, thank you so much for joining us. First things first, that song that did play, did you enjoy that song?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
was it? Back from my era.
Absolute banger. Yeah. If that played down at in Salamanca, would you go out? We'll go out in the clubs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely down at Oba.
Is that an official invite from you, Nate? You and Marion.
Oh, yeah, Marion. I'll tell you what, this Saturday, we are painting the town red.
I'll let you guys have a chat. I'll be back later. Good to see you.
Marion, tell us about the Glenorchy Scouts and your involvement. What do we need to know?
Oh, look. Scouting in general is the best organisation for kids to belong to. I mean, we give them so much outdoor experience, but we also teach them leadership roles, and they've got the chance to travel the world if they want to.
Yeah.
In world jamborees, Australian jamborees.
Wow.
And in fact, Glenorchy had 5 scouts go to the Australian Jamboree in January.
Wow. And what does that involve? What's a jamboree for those of you who don't
know? Well, a jamboree is, the Australian Jamboree is scouts from all over Australia.
Yeah.
They all get together, and it was in South Australia at Tail and Bend.
Okay.
And it's 10 days or 14 days of absolute activities, nothing else but fun. They do off-site water activities, they visit the town, they do on-site activities, and it's anything that you think 11 to a 15-year-old would thoroughly enjoy.
Sure.
They get international guests, troops coming. We often have scouts from England or America come across and do the jamborees as well.
Oh, awesome.
So it's a great experience, Marion, for the kids.
How long have you been involved in scouts for?
Me?
Yeah.
30 years.
30 years.
Yes. Started when she was 2.
Now you're 32 years old. That song isn't in your thing. Marion, what's the biggest change you've seen since you've been at the start, 30 years to now?
Oh, the biggest change. I think the independence of the youth.
Yeah.
It's fun watching a 5-year-old come in.
Yep.
And now I'm seeing some 15-year-olds getting ready to leave us.
Yeah.
And they're getting the top Australian Scout Award.
Wow.
And it's just amazing to see how they've progressed through and their independence and the roles that we've played in their life.
And helping them, yeah.
Yep.
Now, Mary, when they do leave the Scouts, what kind of skills are they taking into their adult life? Like, what kind of things can they take on and, I guess, use for the rest of their life that they've picked up whilst they were part of Scouts?
Oh, look, they've learned how to organise time management, networking. Leadership's the big thing. They all get leadership roles and learn how to cope and deal with the leadership roles. So they're very independent young people and know how to survive. They can survive in the bush. They can do anything.
Yeah, awesome. Now, look, a few weeks ago we did a live from your drive in Taroona. We were just talking off air about that, and we had the Taroona Scouts on.
Yes.
Is there a bit of inter-scout rivalry or competition? You know what I mean? Like, if you see the Taroona Scouts, you guys cross the road ahead of them and just kind of stare them down, that kind
we
of
can
thing?
Build a tent quicker.
Yeah, is it that kind of stuff or not really?
Well, not really. All us leaders are really great friends.
Sure.
But the kids, yes, they'd be the international.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, a bit of competition.
A little bit of competition. Well, competition's healthy.
It is.
You should see us with other radio stations. It's pretty crazy.
We deliver them back in their grass.
And it's a mix of having that rivalry and competition with friendship and still being great friends.
Marion, how can people get involved? They're listening to the show and they want to get involved in the Scouts. How can they do that?
Oh, look, anyone in Glenorchy, please call Scouts Tasmania on the 1-800 number.
Sure.
Yep. I'd love to hear from you because we really do need some help. This area is growing so much with the children, and our intake of children is getting beyond what we have as leaders.
Sure. Yep.
But we just need people to help share the load. That's the thing, so just come along, be a part of it, and share the load. for most leaders, if they want to, we offer a Cert 3 and a Cert 4 in business.
Awesome. Yeah.
So that can give them in their workplace a higher certificate if they're in that field.
Yep.
And we also, for those that are more outdoor type people, we offer a Cert 4 in outdoor recreation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we can help people gain more skills and get qualifications that can help them in their life outside scouting.
Awesome. Marion Blight from the Glenorchy Scouts, thank you so much for joining us.
And, excellent. Thank you for having
and
me.
And I'll pick you up at 7:30 and we'll head to Saddlebank on the weekend.
Absolutely.
Nath, step back in time. With a visit to the Tasmanian Transport Museum, parents and grandparents can relive their own childhood memories while introducing the next generation to the unforgettable part of Tasmania's history. See the trains, trams, buses that were once common sight throughout Tasmania and from the Tasmanian Transport Museum. Please welcome the show, Rod Prince.
Here he is. Is it Rod Prince or is it Prince Rod? Which one do you prefer?
Rod Prince. Rod Prince. The other one doesn't pay very well. I tried it.
Rod, for those that don't know much about the Tasmanian Transport Museum, apart from what I've just said, how would you describe it as the president?
Well, it's the probably the only collection of Tasmanian transport items you can get in any one particular place.
Yep.
We've been there for 35 years.
Wow.
And we still have a couple of electric trolley buses and a tram that were actually saved by members of long past who in operating condition. Not that we operate them, of course.
Yeah.
Sure. But look, it's just a wide collection. Old steam engines. There's carriages. We've got the oldest carriage in Tasmania, built in 1869.
Oh, wow.
Was on the first train that ever ran in Tassie between Launceston and Deloraine.
Yep.
Wow.
No, there's a lot of stuff.
A lot of history.
Do you have a favourite thing in there, like the thing you're most proud of every time you go in?
Oh, I think it would have to be the fact that we can still offer 8 steam engines.
Sure.
We have 2 that we've kept in service continually now for many years. One of those is currently out for a 10-yearly boiler inspection, which is a big job for volunteers. It's going to take 12 to 18 months minimum.
Wow.
But the other one is it's a smaller, but it's the older one. And that's 117 years old, and that's C22, and that would be, I think, our favourite.
Well, I guess, yeah, how hard is it to upkeep these things? Because I'm assuming the parts, if you need to replace a part, aren't really around anymore.
Well, you can't go and buy them off the shelf, for sure. But fortunately, there are engineering firms around, local as well, who can actually make these parts. Yeah. And the guys that established the museum had the sense to get all the plans, drawings and diagrams and store those so that if we need to replace a bush or something in the engine's driving mechanism, it's all there, the quality of the steel, the dimensions, everything. So, yes, so far so good.
Rod, you must be pretty passionate about transport, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Have you heard about this looking at getting a light rail back here in Hobart? What do you think about that, a light rail back in Hobart?
Well, it has to run from Brighton or Bridgewater.
Yep.
And it's got to be pretty quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Forget about Moona Newtown and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
I think it won't.
You think people use it or?
Oh, it's got to be attractive. You've got to have park and ride with it, I think.
Yeah. It's where you're going to put your car. We've got parking problems as is.
Well, you see, I'm from that era. I can remember coming out to Glenorchy on the tram with my mum to visit great uncles and aunties and going back on the train.
Yep.
In those days, people lived near those railway lines and tramways, but as the city grew, they've moved away and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you, say, take Melbourne, for example, all the stations have park and ride.
Yeah.
So our light rail has to have that if it's going to work. If you're going to get into a car and drive to the station, then you want a pretty fast trip to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no point, really, is there?
Yeah.
Look, it's got merit.
Yeah.
When it comes through from the northern suburbs to the city, keep going down to Kingston.
Yeah, keep going.
You're so right. Yeah.
That's how all the big cities work. They don't come in and stop and go back.
Yeah.
It's got to run through.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know whether I'll see it in my life.
Oh, mate, you're only like 32 or something, aren't you, Roddy?
Well, Rod from the Hobart Transport Museum, mate, thank you so much for coming and joining us on the show. Again, remind us, if people do want to come down and see the museum, where can they find you?
We're up Anfield Street. Our neighbours are the Glenorchy Aquatic Centre and the Glenorchy Footy Club. And if you've got to catch public transport, go through to Northgate, get off and walk back down past the pub there and across the railway line, and you'll see us. For the
Maybe left. Stop into the pub, have a few, I don't know.
So we do run we run our steam engine on the third Sunday of the month, so Sunday week.
Yes.
Do come out. We've got an interesting day. Our Robie traction engine's going to be in steam as well. The Fire Services Museum are there with their fire engine, so it's a great day for families, with especially children.
Unreal. Rod, thank you so much for coming down, mate. We appreciate it. All the best. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.